So, but what if we, what if, what, why, I mean, climate change is a big issue, and maybe and fossil fuel is the cause of it. I agree with that. So why don't we just ban the fossil fuels altogether, and we can just, well, everybody will put up solar panels and we'll put up windmills right away. We just say, as of December 31st, 2021, we will just ban all fossil fuels, and we won't do the electric either, because they're using fossil fuels to make electricity, right? Some of it's coming in as that. So why not just say, we're on our own, Rockland, make your own energy, do your own energy.
Well, I think it would be good enough to simply say, okay, now we're committed. We're gonna here's the slope, the slippery slope away from petroleum that we're gonna take and start going, and not just say we're gonna snap, have everyone's chuck out their gas burners.
Jonathan.
Obviously, that's not enough. We can't just do that. Not, for many legislative and legal reasons and infrastructure development. Where we want to invest as a society is towards a decarbonized, future, not towards one that's more dependent. So as we, create the regulatory environment as well as the built infrastructure to be a more resilient and dependable grid with local generation, increasing local generation capacity. So we're making our own electrons here, in Maine, makes us less dependent on on the vagrancies of international gas prices or wars with oil prices. I mean, we're more resilient the more we have control of our own production and distribution of the power we use for heating and transportation. And so this decarbonizing goal is not just good for the climate, which it is and necessary, it also creates a more resilient economy and society in Maine. So it's like, where do we want to put? We want to put $90 million into a natural gas pipeline, an estimated $90 million, or do we want to put that same kind of investment as a society into our production of our own power and the distribution of our own power? That is actually giving much more, many more jobs to our neighbors and ourselves than just building one pipeline and then bringing in stuff from out of state.
I'm going to want to ask you what we should invest in, but first I'd like Becky to have a chance here.
Well, I just wanted to, also reinforce what Jonathan said, but mention there are a couple of things. One, there is a really interesting project on Idaho. Maybe some of you know about it, that they're using semiconductors as a battery storage instead of the lithium ion batteries. And that is promoted by Joe Wilson. You might want to get him on the program. It is a really fabulous project because it's, leaping beyond lithium ion batteries. But also, I think that there's, it's worth noting what happened in Booth Bay with a grid solar project a few years ago, where they obviated, an increase in the power lines they were going to be putting. I may have the numbers wrong, but I think $16 million to increase the size or upgrade the transmission lines to Booth Bay, and instead they used local solutions and re and I think it cost, now I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but something like $5 million instead. So they obviated $11 million in, and they kept the energy there. They invested locally in solar and in insulation, and they did not have the any of the problems that were predicted to to develop with power shortages at times. So and that's local microgrid work, and we really need to be promoting that. I think it's also a security issue, because microgrids, are much more stable. We already know that the big grids have been hacked. It's a matter of time before, somebody turns off the power. And well, Texas was, that was actually largely natural gas. The natural gas problem in Texas, it was 10% windmills, and the rest of it had to do with natural gas. They're not going to be promising us natural gas when there's a shortage in Texas, for instance, or Philadelphia. So it is not, it's not a secure answer to local heating and long term.